of chapter 3, look at the last verse. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that He had said that He would do unto them, and He did it not. Ain't that good? That's good. They repented, and God spared them and passed over them on the judgment. But now read chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Isn't that something? Why in the world would the guy that preached the revival, that had all of these people, we're talking about upwards of at least 500, 600,000 people in that area that got saved, came to know the Lord, repented of the evil, the whole city came to Christ, Jonah preached an 8-word sermon, and these people turned to God, repented, God repented of the evil He was going to do unto them, and the next verse, Jonah is upset about it. Can you imagine? Now, you say, well, why is Jonah upset about it? Well, let me tell you. Remember, Nineveh is an enemy of the nation of Israel. Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria at that particular time, and they were enemies of Israel. Jonah is an Israelite. He's of the nation of Israel. He is Jewish, and God tells him to go preach to this Gentile nation. He don't want to go. And so he takes off running to the other direction. God calls us a whale and all this kind of stuff. You know the story and all the stuff we've already read. And now he goes preach 8-word sermon. The people turn to Christ, or turn to God, and God repents of the evil he's doing, and now Jonah's going to pout about it, and he gets very mad, and it displeased him because his enemies have gotten saved, turned to God, and now Jonah's upset about it. Isn't that something? Now, look at verse number 2. Let's find out. Verse number 2, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, now, I want you to, I'm going to read verse 2 and verse 3, and I want you to count how many times me is used. Watch. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Do y'all see Jonah's problem? Jonah's got an I problem. Me, myself. Everything's about Jonah. Instead of being rejoicing of the people that got saved, Jonah's me. God, I told you, this is the whole reason I ran to Tarshish, because I knew you were going to be gracious. I knew you were going to be merciful. I knew you were going to repent of the evil. I knew you were going to let them get by with what they've done. I knew you wouldn't destroy them. Jonah says, that's why I ran. I go preach, and I knew you were going to be gracious to them. Now, isn't it amazing how when we do wrong, we want God to be merciful to me. But when somebody else does wrong, God, you get them. Especially if somebody has done wrong to me, God, kill them. You know, maybe not that harsh. But if it's me, it's like, Lord, oh, be gracious, be merciful to me. But if it's somebody else, oh, Lord, get them. This is Jonah. Jonah's got a problem here. Now, let me just say this. In chapter 1, Jonah was called and he rebelled. In chapter 2, he's chastened and repented. Chapter 3, he's recommissioned and obeyed. And now in chapter 4, he rebels and God has to rebuke him. See, Jonah can't go back to his hometown. Jonah can't go back to his hometown because what if the nation of Israel finds out what Jonah preached to these Ninevites, the enemy of Israel? Jonah goes down there and preaches to them and tries to get them right with God. What if Israel finds out? He can't go back to Israel. He's worried about himself. It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. He was more interested in God judging a bunch of heretics, if you want to call it that, than he was the people getting saved. So this is what Jonah does. He goes outside the city, sits down and watches, and just maybe God will still do something bad to that city. Maybe, just maybe. And so he goes down there, and he's in the dumps. You ever been in the dumps? I mean, he's got the pooch mouth disease. His lip is hanging out. God, I told you, and you were gracious. I knew you were going to be. I knew you were going to get by with all of this stuff. Now, think about it. Jonah had the right facts. He had the right message, but had the wrong attitude. He had the right message. He went and preached what God told him to. And he had the right message, but he had the wrong attitude. Did you know that preachers and we ourselves can have the facts? We can have the facts, but present it with the wrong attitude. You know, sometimes, and I may have been guilty of this myself, and I hope and pray not, but I've heard preachers preach on hell, and when they got done preaching on hell, you thought that the preacher was glad that everybody was going. Never preach on hell without giving people the escape route. And that's pointing people to Jesus Christ. Don't ever preach the right facts with the wrong attitude. And so that's what Jonah did. He had the facts right, but the wrong attitude. Did you know that you can be angry and sin not? You can be angry for the right reasons. It is okay to be angry for the right reasons. You know, the Bible says, let's see. I think I've got it up here for you. Ephesians, let me find it. Ephesians, because I can pull it up on the screen for you. Ephesians 4 and 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Jesus, y'all remember Jesus went in the temple, turned over the money changers, and kicked out those folks and he was angry, but he sinned not. You can be angry at the right things. We, as Christian people, ought to be angry that they are killing babies left and right every day. Every millions and millions of babies every year, they're killing babies. We ought to be angry at that. We ought to be angry that the government is now over there in California, North Valley Baptist Church, Brother Jack Treber. Great church, big church, probably seats 2,500 people. They have now been fined up to, because they haven't stopped having service, they've been fined by the county $52,000 for having church. We can be angry about that and be right. But Jonah was angry at the wrong thing. He was angry because somebody was getting saved. Somebody was getting right with God. Can you imagine us, or myself, you, being a preacher or whatever, going over to Russia, going over to China, preaching, hey, they're not our friends. They are our enemies, right? But we go over there and preach the gospel and they get saved and we come home and get mad about it. Because they're our enemies. God, why'd you do that? Who in their right mind would get mad about that? Well, Jonah did. And so that's just what happens. Now, That's why Jesus said there's a greater than Jonah here. Jonah, let's just say 600,000 people got saved. Well, just to put it in that perspective, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people got saved. So Jonah, man, he's got that beat. So that's why Jesus said there's a greater than Jonah was here. Now he's sitting over there, and verse number 3, he says, just the very end of it, he says, better for me to die than to live. He's just ready to quit. I remember a portrait that I saw as a little boy. On this portrait, he was sitting on the end of a football bench, and he had a helmet there under his arm, and he's sitting there, he had his head down, and the caption under that boy said, "I quit." And then at the bottom left-hand corner of that picture was a picture of the cross and Jesus Christ dying on that cross, and the caption under that said, "I didn't." Don't quit. Jonah, don't quit. I don't care how bad it gets. Don't quit. You say, there's other people. We're in good company. Matter of fact, I'm thinking over there, there's a fellow by the name of Elijah. Elijah over there sitting up under the juniper tree. Y'all remember that story over there in 1 Kings 19? But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat down on the juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Boy, he's down in the dumps. Jonah was down in the dumps. Elijah's down in the dumps. Well, guess what? Moses said the same thing. Over in Numbers, Moses said the same thing. Numbers chapter number 11, if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of thy hand. If I have found favor in thy sight, let me not see my wretchedness. Well, Moses is down in the dumps. But what if Moses would have quit? What if Elijah would have quit? Don't quit. What if God would have quit on the cross? Well, we'd been in a mess, wouldn't we? Don't quit. So Jonah there, we're having a trouble with him quitting. Someone said this, they could always tell who was going to lose an argument. In other words, a debate, or if you two people were having a debate or an argument, the man that is going to lose the argument always loses his temper first. Now, I don't know. I guess I'm fixing to start preaching right up here. I don't know about y'all, but hey, and I'm doing a whole lot better, but hey, there was a day when I could get riled up pretty quick. Ears turn red and fears turn red. Somebody better start running. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, somebody pulls out in front of you. Man, I'm ready. Look, you know, somebody says something bad about you and this, that, and the other. Look, hey, I ain't always been a preacher, you know. Every now and then somebody needs a good socking in the nose. You know, make you feel better. Now, I don't know. Y'all looking at me like y'all don't have that problem. But our tempers. Now, they tell me, temper, if you want to compare it to tempering metal, like if you were going to make a knife, and my brother, blacksmith, they work with metals all the time, and this is, I looked some of this stuff up, temper, the degree of hardness and elasticity in steel or other metal. The blade rapidly heats up. And the metal loses its temper. How fast do you heat up? Jonah is done heated up. And he's losing his temper, and that's what God says don't do. Now, let's look at verse number 4. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? In other words, hey Jonah, how well are you? How does it feel to be angry? Look at verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. Now,
Jonah, he's mad. He's pouting. He's upset. He's very angry. He's lost his temper. He's mad at God for delivering the Ninevites. And so, remember Jonah's sermon 40 days. Well, it hadn't been 40 days yet, so Jonah's going to go out on the east side of the city. It's hot. The sun's beating down. So Jonah's done made him a little shelter, a little bit of shelter, so he can sit and get out of the sun and get in the shade. And he's just watching to see when this 40 days is up, he's watching to see what the Lord's going to do. Just maybe God will still destroy these enemies of mine. And that's something. We're talking about a preacher. You wouldn't think a preacher could be that low down. Now watch, verse 6. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. Watch this. Verse 1, Jonah is exceedingly angry, displeased, and very angry that God changed his mind about destroying a whole city. But in verse number 6, he's exceedingly glad for God making a gourd. Now, this gourd, let me describe. Obviously, this temporary shelter that he has built is not enough to cover him fully. So God prepares a gourd, and those gourds supernaturally grow and make leaves and cover him fully. Makes him a lot of shade. And so Jonah's now glad. God, thank you. Now wait, watch. Jonah is glad as long as it has something to do with him. Jonah is praising God as long as it benefits me. Jonah is upset that God delivered a bunch of Ninevites. But Lord, as long as you're doing something good for me, hallelujah, thank you. I know you've never been there. I know. That's other. We're talking about other people. Right? Now watch. Verse number 7. But God prepared a worm. When the morning arose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. So you'll notice God. There's a lot of prepared to watch. In verse number 117, God prepared a great fish. Y'all remember that? Now, in chapter 4, verse 6, He prepares a gourd. And then, verse 7, He prepares a worm. And then, in verse number 8, we're fixing to read, He prepares an east wind. Now, remember this. God controls the land, the sea, and the air. You remember I told you about that whale? That there's even the scientists will tell you right now there are no whales in the Mediterranean Sea. They just don't go up in there. But on this particular day, God called that whale. The whale picked up the phone and said, "Yes, God." He says, "I need you to take a detour, go up in the Mediterranean Sea." He said, "We don't go up in there. We have no business up in there. We never go up in there." He says, "Well, I need you to go up in there today, and I'll take care of you really well for this." So that whale just makes a U-turn there, goes up in the Mediterranean Sea, swallows Jonah. God controls the animals, and then He controls this gourd. He makes this gourd grow very fast to make shade. And then He causes a worm the next day to eat the thing up. And can you imagine the size of that worm that ate that whole gourd up in one day? And then, verse number 8, "And it came to pass when the sun did arise, God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished himself to die, and said, 'It is better for me to die than to live.'" Now, watch this. Jonah's glad. Jonah's very selfish. Are you selfish? He's very angry.
You have an anger problem. He's lost his temper. Have you ever lost your temper? Jonah is very glad when God does something for him. Causes him a gourd and does this really good thing for him, gets him out of this heat. So Jonah is sitting there watching to see if God's going to destroy this city. So God says, let me just see something here. I'm going to try to teach Jonah something if I can. He causes a worm to eat the gourd that's causing the shade. And then he sends an east wind to knock his little shed down. Now he's sitting out there, no covering. He's in the hot sun. And now he's done got so hot he's done had a heat stroke and fainted. And he says, Lord, please just kill me, just kill me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Just kill me, Lord. Now watch. God's going to try to teach him something. Watch. Verse number 9. And God said unto Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. You know, anger will kill you if you let it. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern their right hand or their left hand? What? A person that can't discern the right or the left, that appears, it's 60,000 persons. That's 120,000 kids. Children that don't know the right or the left hand. Right? So those kids have parents. So 120,000, if you got a mom and a daddy, what is that? That's 240, 360, at least 360,000 people in that particular city, and also much cattle. You know what God just said? God says, Jonah, you are upset over a gourd that you didn't even make. You didn't cause to grow. You didn't have any part in it. And you're upset that that gourd has withered. Jonah, why are you not as upset that Nineveh is not withering? I made them. I caused them to grow. And now I've chosen not to get rid of them. Jonah, you're to be happy. You see, Jonah is upset over a gourd. Disintegrate. But he's very happy if God would disintegrate a whole nation. You get the picture? So God ends, he ends the whole book of Jonah with a question. Have you ever noticed this? My dad always told me this and taught me this. He said, when somebody came after the Lord, as far as the Pharisees and all that kind of stuff, and they wanted to really cause a ruckus, they would ask Jesus a question about the woman taken in adultery and this, that, and the other. And they would come to Jesus. And they would say, now Jesus, the law says this woman needs to be stoned. What say ye? They ask him a question. You know how he answers that? He always answers with a question. He without sin cast the first stone. Answers a question with a question. How's God do it? God ends with a question. Why? To cause us to think. It is a right way to be angry. There's a wrong way to be angry. There are several verses in the Bible. Let me give you one real quick before we close. Deuteronomy 1:37. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying thou also shalt not go in thither. The Lord was angry. Well, we know the Lord has never sinned, right? So you can be angry and sin not. You can be angry at the right things. And there's several other verses. Let me see what Psalm 7:11 says. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. You know what that means? That means we can be angry at the wicked every day and sin not. Angry at the right things. Angry at some of the stuff that's going on. And preach right. Do right. Live right. And Jonah, I'm going to tell you, Jonah has got a self problem. And I don't want that. I don't want a self problem. Amen? I don't want to have the right facts and the wrong attitude. Jonah's got a bad attitude, and he's done lost his temper with God, and God has to teach him a lesson. You know, and some people say, well, we were talking about Job this past Sunday. Talking about Job and all the bad stuff that happened to Job. And do you realize God always uses these things to either make you better, and sometimes they'll make you bitter. Job had actually made him better. God's trying to make Jonah better, and he's winding up bitter. Bitterness will kill you. Anger will kill you. Losing your temper will kill you.